Better and feel much better. It's good to be in God's house. Let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Bible. We thank you, Lord, for the truth of God that we can come and put you in our lives and ask for forgiveness of our sins and believe on you that, Father, you gave your very life on Calvary, that you shed your precious blood, Lord, that you rose again on that third and victorious, glorious day. We thank you and praise you for that, for salvation, for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Lord, for a place called heaven that we'll be there one day with you. We'll be there throughout all eternity. And Father, we thank you for our church and our church family. There was many this morning, Lord, that have sicknesses and health issues and problems in their lives. And I pray, Lord God, you would just meet those needs. Father, whatever that need is, I pray you'll meet those needs tonight, Lord. You would heal their bodies and give them strength and help that comes from you and from you above. Lord, we pray for our country. Lord, this country is in a mess, and I pray you would just help us, Lord, to live right and do the right things that you would have us to do, that we would be the witnesses and testimonies that you would have us be. I pray for those, Lord, that are sick and dying of the coronavirus. I pray, Lord God, you would heal those bodies. I pray most and foremost, Lord, that they would come to Christ and they would be saved. We pray for all the young people tonight, Lord, at the church and all those around, Lord, that I just pray that we just have a close walk and a close relationship with you. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we can call upon your name, that we can ask what we need in our lives. And, Father, we know that you can meet those needs. And, Father, we love you tonight, and we thank you. I pray that as we sing a few songs, that you would be glorified and honored. As we preach the word of God, that your name would be uplifted tonight. Lord, we love you, and we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I like that song, amen. Nobody but Jesus. He's the one that's still saving souls and changing lives, amen. Nobody can do that but Jesus Christ, and I'm thankful that I know him personally today, and I pray that you know him also. I'd like to do a few songs tonight to uplift the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This first one is called, That's Just God Doing What He Does. Amen. We serve an awesome God, the one that loves us and cares about us. I want you to take your Bibles, if you would, turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I want to speak to you tonight about Jehoshaphat and how there was problems in his life and with the tribe of Judah. But he called upon God Almighty, and God took care of that need in a mighty, mighty way. Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. The Bible says it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them other beside the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. And there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on the side Syria, and behold, they be in Hazon Tamar, which is Engati. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even out of all the cities of Judah. They came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art thou not our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gaveth it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwell therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And behold, now the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned them from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit.
O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jei, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go you down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jerel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Here it is again, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Verse 18 said, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on him, on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, watch this, the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found them among them in abundance, both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And there were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Berkham, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the same place was called the Valley of Berkham unto this day. Let's pray. Father, again, we thank you for the wonderful day you have blessed us with. We thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, for our pastor. I pray again you would heal his body and give him strength and bring him through all this. I pray you would bless tonight as we preach the Word of God. Lord, for those that are be listening online, you would speak to their hearts. God, I pray and I ask if there's one or more that needs Christ as Savior, that they would truly believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, for the Christians that are going through the problems and trials in their life, they might have fear, they might have problems in their lives, but we can call upon your name to help us, bring us through the situations that we go through. Speak to us tonight, give us a good night. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Jehoshaphat, the son of Asa, the king of Judah, for 25 years. He was in there 25 years. I think he was one of the really good kings of Judah. You know, the Bible says it came to pass after this also. Well, what was after this? He was helping people return back to the Lord, back to God Almighty. He was getting rid of the groves of the idols. And let me tell you something. When we do things for God Almighty, and we try to serve the Lord and do everything we can to worship God Almighty, can I tell you, Satan many, many times will come and try to destroy God's people. He will try to bring God's people down. He will try to make them feel horrible and go through things like Jehoshaphat and Judah was about to go through. They had the three enemies. There was actually three enemies against the one. If you read it, Moab, Ammon, and the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Amen. That sounds like impossible for victory, isn't it? Could you imagine three armies coming against one? You would think there's no way in the world that they could get through that. But can I tell you, with God Almighty on our side, there's nothing that we can't do. There's nothing that God cannot do for us if we put our faith and trust in Him and believe what He can do for us. By the way, we have the Trinity, amen, the three in one, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. We're right there with God Almighty, and He's on our side, praise God, amen. The Bible says, there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on the side Syria, which would be the Dead Sea, the place where Sodom and Gomorrah was. And behold, they be in Hazion Tamar, which is Endonai. Can I tell you, they were almost in the country where they were going to fight the battle. They weren't far away. They were very close to the place where the battle was about to be fought. Satan can come at any time, at any place. His devil, the demons and the angels can come at any time and try to hurt God's people, amen. The more we serve the Lord, the more we live for God, I believe the more Satan hates that and the more he tries to get people to get discouraged in their life. And that's exactly what Jehoshaphat was going through with Judah, amen. That these three, Ammon, Moab, and the Ammonites were coming to fight in battle against them. Watch verse 3, the Bible says, and Jehoshaphat feared. He feared. Can I tell you, believers are not exempt from fear. The Bible says, I believe, I never studied the whole 365, but the Bible, many, many preachers say there's 360 sometimes, and the Bible says, fear not. God is with you. God will take care of you. He will meet your need. But you know what? We are not exempt from fear, but we have a God that we can take our fears to. We have a God that knows what we are going through. The Bible says in Psalms 56, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I will put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Can I ask you a question tonight? What fears, what problems, what trials, what situations are you going through tonight? Can I tell you, don't fear. God says, put your trust and your faith and believe in Him, and He can meet your every need. Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. To seek the Lord. You know, Isaiah 55:6 says, seek ye the Lord, while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. That word seek, my friends, that means to follow, to stay close to God, to stay. It's good to read the Word of God every single day. It's not just about coming to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Yes, we ought to do that, and that's a great thing, but it's about reading the Word of God every single day, about spending time. Seek the Lord, amen. Hey, listen, it's good to pray to God Almighty. It's good to witness. It's good to call upon God and seek the Lord daily. The Bible says Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judea. That would be a great thing to do, amen. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. They all got together. They would fast and they would ask help of the Lord, amen. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. You know, it's good to pray together. It's good to have Wednesday night prayer service. What a wonderful time that is to come and hear the prayers that people need, that God can answer, that God will hear, that God can absolutely, positively meet. It's good to get together and pray to God Almighty in the house of God. But it's also good to just pray every single day. Try to pray every day. Seek the Lord and He will hear your prayers. They prayed together, amen, and they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord, amen, before the new court. And said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? Art thou not God in heaven? You know, I like what Isaiah said in chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. You realize the first Christian martyr that got killed was Stephen. And what did he see before he died? He saw God Almighty and Jesus. Jesus standing at the right hand of God the Father on the throne there. Amen. Can I tell you? And John saw him too in the book of Revelation. And I'm glad that one day we'll see God Almighty and our faces together. Can we tell you something? He's in heaven today. And can I tell you, he rules and reigns throughout the world today, my friends, no matter what we go through. So the Bible says they came to seek him in the house of the Lord. And they said, Art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heaven? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Power and might. You know, Jesus said in Luke 1:37, For with God nothing shall be impossible. With man it is impossible, but not with God. Everything is possible with God. Amen. Jeremiah said in 32, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power. There it is, thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Let me tell you something, Christian. God's power is unlimited. He's got all power. He created the heavens and the earth. He is watching over his people today. He's still looking for souls to be saved and lives to be changed. And he has all power, praise God, to meet the needs of the people that need Christ, like Jehoshaphat and Judah did. Watch what he did. Watch this. Art thou not our God? Art thou not our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? Let me ask you a question. You know you've heard of God, you've read of God, you've thought about God, but is he your God today? Is he your personal God? Is he your one-on-one personal Savior that you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? He's not just a God. He can be your personal God, amen, if you believe in him. He said, Art thou not our God? And thou dwell therein and hast built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house. And in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, and thou wilt hear and help. Christian, let me tell you something. God is still answering prayers today. Thousands of years later, God Almighty is still answering prayers today. God is still hearing the need of those that love him and that cared about him. Hey, listen, I'm glad that I called upon his name one day when I was on my way to a devil's hell. I didn't have Jesus in my heart. I cried out to God Almighty, and I felt the presence of God in my life, and I'm a born-again believer. Listen, I called upon him, and he did help me, and he kept me from going to a place called hell. I know one day, because I'm a believer, that I'm on my way to heaven, and there's no doubt about it, praise God. You know, Jeremiah 33:3, I love this verse. Call unto me, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Amen. There's nothing that God cannot do today, my friends, and he can absolutely, positively meet your need. The Bible says over there, if when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment or pestilence or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. They're talking about the land of Egypt when Moses took them out of there, when God brought them out. God took care of them people. And the Bible says in verse 12, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? O our God, Will thou not judge them? Let me tell you what the Bible says, that Jesus said he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But let me tell you something. Unbelievers, people that are not born again, people that don't love God and care about God, people that never put their faith and trust in God. Let me tell you something. People who have never accepted Christ, God will judge them one day. He will judge them at the great white throne judgment, my friends. And that's where they will be cast, into the lake of fire. The Bible says we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. They couldn't do nothing. There was three armies coming against them. They said, we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do. We don't know what to do. What are we going to do? But our eyes are upon thee. My friends, when we are facing problems in our lives, and we all face problems in our lives, and don't know what to do, remember this. God sees you. God knows exactly what you are going through, my friend. He sees and he understands what's going on in our lives. He knows all this. He's the creator of everything, and he knows everything we go through. The Bible says in Proverbs 15:3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. So in times of trouble, in times of problems that we have in our lives, let's keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's not worry about what the world can do. Let's not worry about what we can do. Let's keep our eyes upon heaven and on Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says over there in Psalms 25:15, mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Amen. The net. Whatever you're facing, keep your eyes on Jesus. He said, he'll pluck my feet out of the net. I'm glad one day that he took me out of the miry clay and he set me on a solid rock. Amen. And that solid rock, his name is Jesus today. The Bible says, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiah, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. You know, it's good to get together and pray with your families. It's good to get together and uplift the name of the Lord, praise God, amen. But he said the Spirit of the Lord is in the midst of the congregation. This was way back then. This is in the year 2020. And the Bible says, listen, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there will I also be in the midst, amen. When we need to call upon the name of the Lord, when the pastor's preaching the Word of God, and we've got problems in our lives, God puts it in our hearts, praise God Almighty, we can come to the altar and we can confess our sins and we can call and ask Jesus Christ for help in our lives, for the situations that we are going through. God Almighty can hear. God can meet our needs. The Bible says, and he said, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. It's not yours, Jehoshaphat, but it's God's. Can I tell you the things that we're going through now in this world, the things that we're going through in this country, amen? We don't really know everything that's going on, but I tell you what, my wife bought me a little sign years ago and I got it hung up. It said, listen, be not afraid because God is still in control, amen. It doesn't matter what we're going through. It doesn't matter what's happening. God Almighty is still in control. He's still there for us and still in control. The battle is not yours, but God's. If you want complete victory, if you want victory, give your battles to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, because he never fails. He's always victorious. Always victorious. He's never fought a battle that he's never lost, my friends, and he never will. Even on the cross of Calvary, when Satan thought that he had him dead, he thought that he was all done, Jesus Christ got complete victory, amen, when he shed that blood, when he died, and then he rose again on that third and victorious, glorious day. He got the victory, and he gave us hope also for lifetime. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they shall come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jerah. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. He's telling them, you don't need to fight. Don't fight. I'll take care of this need for you. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Don't fight. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord with you. Amen. Stand your ground. Stay strong as a Christian. You know, when Moses was gone, when he left Egypt and the Pharaoh came with everybody trying to bring him down. He was at the Red Sea. He couldn't go to the left, couldn't go to the right, couldn't go back. He had to cross the Red Sea. And he took that out. And God said, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. And what did he do? Bless God Almighty, he opened that Red Sea up. And they all went across that Red Sea. God took care of their need for them, my friends. And God will meet your need also. Stand ye still. Put your faith and trust and believe in God. See the salvation of the Lord. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. The Lord shall be with you. Don't worry about it. Go out and do what I tell you to do. Don't take the guns. Don't take nothing. Go out and do what I tell you to do. Against three armies. Wow, what a thought. He said, I will be with you. Jesus Christ said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. Christian, whatever you're going through, whatever problems you're facing, whatever trials, temptations, or situation that you are facing, God Almighty is with you and He'll never leave you, never leave you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Well, wait a minute. They didn't win the battle yet. Nothing happened yet. But can I tell you, they were praising God Almighty and praising the Lord already for what He was about to do. I remember going to State Line Baptist Church before I was even a Christian. Back in, what was it, 92 or something. And Pastor Cunningham, I'll never forget him saying, he was preaching on praying. He said, you go ahead and you thank God for what He's going to do for you. You thank Him and praise Him for what He's going to do for you. And I thought, well, if I prayed and He didn't do it, why should I praise Him and thank Him? Because He said He can meet your every need. If it's His will and if it's best for your life, He will meet your need. So it's good to praise God when you're praying for something, when you've been praying for a long time for something. I've been praying for something for a long time for some of my family. When you pray for something, just keep on praising God Almighty. Because I'll tell you what, there's not a soul that God cannot save. There's not a prayer that God cannot answer. There's not a life that God cannot change. He supplies all of our needs, amen. There's not a need that God cannot take care of in our life. So just go ahead and praise Him before He even answers that prayer. Because I believe God will if it's His will in His life. That's what the people there did. They worshiped the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kehathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice. Right there, they praised Him. You know, don't ever be ashamed to praise the Lord God. It's wonderful that we can come to the house of God. It's wonderful to hear a pastor preach the Word of God, and we can say, hallelujah. And praise the Lord. When I was at the sunrise service last Sunday, it was awesome. I seen them sticking the paper out. Said, amen. They can't get out of their car. They couldn't meet with one another. But they stuck the paper out. Praise the Lord. And amen. It's good to witness. It's good to worship God Almighty. Whether it's either in the church or wherever we might be. When He takes care of your need. When you think about God, go ahead and worship Him. Praise His name for what He's done, amen, with a loud voice. Praise Him everywhere, wherever you might be. Praise His name. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. Believe in the Lord your God. Watch. So shall ye be established, believe His prophets, so shall ye prosper. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that there's nothing that God cannot do? Do you believe there's not a soul that God cannot save, no matter how bad this person is or whatever? Do you believe that there's not a life that God cannot change? Do you believe that God can supply your every need? Do you believe that God can take care of the needs in your life and even your family's life and the church and those you love? Do you believe that? You know, first of all, we must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for eternal life. It's what the Bible says. Paul said it this way to the Philippian jailer when he was there in prison. And the jailer asked him, "What must I do to be saved?" Acts 16:31. And he said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." Amen. It's a matter of putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that He is the very Son of God, and asking forgiveness of your sins. It's believing on Jesus. And when you believe in Him, you can believe there's nothing that He cannot do for you. Not one thing. Not one prayer to be answered. Not one thing that you can call upon God that He cannot hear and that He cannot answer. He's the God of the Creator of the universe, of everything. Bible says in Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." What things are you struggling with in your life? Do you believe the Lord Jesus Christ is hearing your prayer? Do you believe that God sees the things and the problems and the trials that you're going through? Do you believe that everything happening in your life, do you believe that God sees and God knows and God cares and God can meet that need? The Bible says, "Believe in the Lord God, so ye shall be established. Believe His prophets, so shall ye prosper." And when He had consulted with the people, He appointed singers unto the Lord. He didn't bring the men out with swords, with bow and arrows, with slingshots, with guns. No. The Bible says He appointed singers unto the Lord. Not for the earth. Not for the war people, but for the Lord. By the way, when you sing a song, let it be about Jesus, amen. Let's sing about the Lord. And that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and to say, "Praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever." He appointed the singers, amen. It wasn't about none of these things, the weapons. It was about singing praises to the Lord. Why was that? Because Jehoshaphat had prayed, fasted, and did exactly what God told him to do, what He wanted him to do against the three armies. And they sent out singers, and God's going to meet the need. So he praised and worshiped the Lord. "Praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever." Thank God for His mercy, amen. Thank God for the Lord's mercy, not giving us what we deserve, a place called hell. Thank God for His mercy, amen. And when they began to sing, and the praise. When they began to sing and the praise, there was no physical fighting. There was no bullet shot. Just singing and praising the Lord. And again, it reminds me of Paul and Silas in jail. They could have died. They were going through some horrible stuff. But what did the Bible say? They sang praises unto the Lord. Amen. And there was a great earthquake. The prison doors were opened. The jailer and the family came to Jesus Christ. Great things happen when we praise God Almighty. Amen. No matter what we are going through or what we're about to go through, great things happen. Can I tell you, God Almighty can still work miracles today. And the greatest of all miracles was seeing someone saved. Seeing someone believe and come to Christ. He can be the help in our midst of our trials. Psalms 28:7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in Him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise Him." Praise ye the Lord. When they began to sing and to praise the Lord, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. They kind of fought against each other, just kind of killed each other. How did that happen? Because God Almighty was in control. And Jehoshaphat prayed, fasted, and did exactly what God had wanted him to do. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir utterly to slay and destroy them. You know, Satan will try his best to bring down God's people. He'll try everything he can. When we're worshiping and praising and serving the Lord, he will try everything he can to bring down God's people. But don't let that fear you. Jehoshaphat said, "I was fearing." God said, "Fear not. How come? Because God's with us. And he says the same thing to us today. Keep worshiping God. Keep praising the Lord. Keep staying involved in reading of the Word and being in the house of God and witnessing to others. Don't matter what Satan wants to do to you. It doesn't matter what he tries to do. God Almighty is still in complete control. That's exactly what took place here. He's still in complete control. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude. Behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. None escaped. Let me say this. This isn't part of the message, but I want to say this. My friends, if you're not saved and born again, put your faith and trust in Jesus. If you've heard the Word of God and the Holy Spirit of God has spoken in your heart, and if the Lord returns tonight, you will not have another chance to go to heaven. You will not escape. There will be eternal death, my friends. Or if you take your last breath and you die, you'll be there until the very close end of the world when God creates a new heaven and new earth. Just for that, it will be the great white throne judgment. He'll bring you up and you will be judged for your sins and put into the lake of fire with the beast, the false prophet, and Satan. None escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days, 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. Wow. Imagine the problems they were getting ready to go through with the three armies trying to bring them down and destroy them. And now, after God was in complete control, now after they did exactly what God had told them to do, now, the really bad sounds like it turned out to something pretty good. Jewels, precious jewels, all kind of stuff that they had. It took them 3 days in the gathering of the spoil. Sometimes in our lives, Christians, sometimes as we go through problems in our lives and it about brings us down to where we feel like there's no hope left, God Almighty can change that, and God Almighty can make something good out of that. I've seen that happen in my life many times with things going on in my life. I felt like I was discouraged and down and out. But don't you know, when God answered the prayer, when God took care of the need, there was something good that took place after that. Because God is all-powerful. God is all-knowing. And God can meet every need, any need. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Barakats, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the same place was called the Valley of Barakat unto this day. Don't ever forget to praise the Lord. Don't ever forget to worship God Almighty. It's great to shout, thank God in heaven. It's great to shout, praise the Lord, when the pastor's preaching. It's great to shout, Lord, I love you. But it's good to do it every day. Don't ever forget to praise and worship the Lord for what he's done. What's he done? Well, he saved your soul. He gave his life on Calvary. We just put our faith and trust in him. Praise his name and shout hallelujah that one day we'll be in a place called heaven. That one day we'll be living throughout all eternity. That one day we will never die again. That one day we'll be with our loved ones throughout all eternity. That one day we'll have no more sin in our life. That one day we'll be with Jesus throughout all eternity. That's a good thing to praise him. Because it's coming. The war was coming with these people. And what did they do? They didn't kill them with guns, armor, ammo. No, they went out and they sang praises to the Lord. And God took care of their needs. Of their needs. Praise the Lord. Amen. Mary, can I get you to play a little song up here? You know, the message and the thought. Verse 17 says, the Lord will be with you. Christian, whatever you might be going through tonight, whatever you might be struggling with, whatever problems you might have in your life, God is still with us. And God knows our needs. God knows our desires. God knows our hurts. Let me tell you something. We are powerless. Nothing we can do most of the time when things come our way. Nothing we can do when the heartaches come. But God Almighty has all power. And he can meet the needs. Amen. We serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. Think about it. He destroyed Judah's enemies and his armies when it would have been impossible for Jehoshaphat to win that battle. And to think never a sword was drawn. Not one. It was all because they had faith in God, did exactly what he said to do. Sing praises to Jehovah. And he would fight their battle for them. Says, it's not your battle, it's mine. I'll take care of the need. You know, and they were victorious. What battles are you facing today? What trials and heartaches and problems are you facing today? Are you in the valley, fearing that God does not hear or answer your prayer? Fearing what will happen next? Nobody knows, but God knows. Do what Jehoshaphat did, my friends. He prayed, he fasted, and he sought out the Lord. He sought him out, and he handed his problems over to Jehovah God. And God gave him the victory. Amen. God will give us the victory. Amen. He always has, and he always will. If you have a need tonight, if you have a hurt that's just tearing your heart out, you remember Jesus has all power. You remember that God Almighty knows you and he loves you and he died for you and he rose again. He cares about you. Whatever the need might be, go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Ask God to meet your need. And my friends, the Bible says he can absolutely meet that need. And just one more thought before we close. He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and he'll meet your need. The most important belief that we have to begin with, if you're not saved, if you're not a born-again believer, if you don't care about coming to church, to the house of God, if you don't care about reading the Word of God, the most important thought in knowing that Jesus is God's only Son, that he came 2,000 years ago, and that he died on Calvary's cross, shed his blood, and he rose that third day, the death, the burial, the resurrection, the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you confess and ask your sins for your sins, my friends, he'll meet your need. Admit you're a sinner, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and call upon the name of the Lord. We must believe that Jesus is real and he's alive. My friends, God Almighty can meet and answer your need. Think about this story. Wonderful story. Jehoshaphat had no hope until he came to God Almighty. His armies didn't destroy their armies. God took care of the whole need. And he can meet your whole need also. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the day, for the opportunity to be here at the house of God. Lord, there's many things that we go through in this life. Seems like there's many, much problems going on right now in this world. But I'm thankful and blessed and gracious that you're still in complete control. We don't know everything's happening in our lives and the problems and trials and tribulations and heartaches and headaches that we go through. We don't know all why it's happening or what's happening, but I know you do. And Father, let us seek your face. Let us seek you and call out to you for your help. Cry out to your name and ask for help in our lives. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your word. We pray again for our pastor tonight. You'll bless him and give him strength and health. Bless our church that we would grow and serve you and love you and live for you. Pray for our country, all the needs and everything going on, that you'll meet those needs of which your will would be done. We ask these things tonight in your precious holy name, and we say amen and amen.